Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's episode is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Kristen for bringing Hunter's story to my attention. There isn't a lot of information available on Hunter's story, and you all know that just makes me more determined to dig and find as much information as possible. Because these underreported, lesser known, I feel forgotten about children, who generally come from disadvantaged backgrounds, from minority group families. They don't get the media attention like an Adam Walsh or a JonBenet Ramsey may receive. But their lives still matter, and they deserve to have their story told. This is also a developing case. Hunter's parents are still awaiting their day in court to face charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter. This is expected to happen within the first half of this year, 2025. So unfortunately, I cannot give you a resolution in this story today. The wheels of justice are slow, but hopefully, eventually, there is justice for little Hunter. July 2023, Coatesville, Pennsylvania. Daddy's Medicine was the name this father gave for the drugs kept in easy access for the young children in the home. This father later telling police that his sons knew to never touch his medicine, otherwise they would get very sick. Then why were the paramedics called to the home to find an 8-year-old boy in cardiac arrest? A boy that would later die of acute intoxication of a deadly illicit drug. This is Hunter's story.
According to documents, the parents deliberately left deadly drugs out in the open. Hawa said his son knew not to touch the drugs, calling them daddy's medicine.
Hunter Hawa was born April 17, 2015 in Westchester, Pennsylvania, to parents Musa Hawa and Holly Back. He was very quickly joined by a younger brother, Caleb. Not much is known about Hunter and Caleb's upbringing. What we do know is that their parents had serious drug addictions, cocaine, methamphetamines, and fentanyl being their drugs of choice. Now, I don't know a whole lot about drugs, but I know that fentanyl is extremely dangerous and just the smallest amount can be fatal. It's definitely not a drug to mess with, and it is certainly not a drug to have in the house around young children. What we do know, in the months before Hunter's death, there was evidence that something was seriously wrong in the little boy's life. Both doctors and school counsellors had noted that the 8-year-old had some serious developmental delays. They repeatedly gave referrals to Back and Hawa to get Hunter some help. There was also some concern about Hunter's vision and hearing. But again, Back and Hawa did nothing to look after their son's health and well-being. Hunter's maternal aunt, Jennifer, so Back's sister, Jennifer had made a report to Child Protection Services that Back and Hawa were neglectful of the boys and that she was worried about their well-being. Rightly so. And it wouldn't be only Jennifer that would make reports. There were numerous other reports regarding Hunter and Caleb's well-being. The Chester County Department of Children, Youth and Families opened an investigation into the boys' care, investigating possible abuse, and both boys were removed from the home for a time. Although it wouldn't be for long, and soon Hunter and Caleb were back in an environment of drugs and neglect, there were so many warning signs ignored here. 2017. Officials with the Department of Mental Health Intellectual Development Disabilities reached out to Back and Hawa to offer their services. But again, they didn't follow through, and Hunter's file would be closed. Hunter's paediatrician had sent a report to his parents in 2018 listing his concerns for the boy, urging them to get intervention, but as many times before, Beck and Hawa preferred to ignore the problem. This sweet little boy was struggling. He was 8 years old. He was barely talking. He was acting out, most likely because he couldn't communicate verbally, and that would have been frustrating for Hunter. He was also wetting the bed, which we often see in abused and neglected children, the regression into bed wetting, and also behavioural anger issues, because what children see, they replicate. During this whole time, Hunter would also have a number of hospital stays, which led doctors to suspect child abuse, and again Child Protection were contacted. Two separate incidents were investigated in which it was believed that Hunter was left unsupervised and he had gotten injured. In one incident, Hunter's parents told doctors that a picture frame had fallen on his head. And in the second incident, Hawa said that Hunter had fallen and hit his head on a park bench. There was also another time when a child protection social worker had gone to the home to interview Beck and Hawa. In her report, it is said that Hawa behaved bizarrely. He was muttering to himself and banging his head on kitchen cabinets. Seriously. To me, that is reason enough to remove the children from the home. That is not normal nor sane behaviour. But both parents repeatedly denied any drug use going on in the home, but Hawa did admit to taking anxiety medication. He took one of these medications during the interview, and the social worker reported that he was falling asleep after that. And that could be legit. Drowsiness is a common side effect from some anxiety medications. But according to Dr. Google, drowsiness is also a common side effect of taking opioids. So, chicken egg me here, the reason for Hawa falling asleep during an important interview about his children. 2019, Child Protection Services started yet another investigation. Again, so many warning signs. Why are the boys still in this environment? I will never understand. Hunter's aunt Jennifer actually went to the Coatesville police this time. She obviously wasn't getting anywhere with Child Protection, so maybe the police would do something. She told them she was concerned about her sister and her sister's partner's drug use, and the exposure of said drug use on her nephews. That she was worried a tragedy was going to happen. Very foretelling. She told them she went to visit them, and she found Beck unconscious in her car from an apparent drug overdose. That she managed to revive her with Narcan. But what would have happened if she didn't go visit? And that was what worried her. There were two young boys in the household and their mother was overdosing while they were in her care. And this led to Hunter and Kayla being placed in Jennifer's custody in June of 2019. Here, Hunter got access to all the services he needed and he really started to thrive. He had a balanced and healthy diet. He was going to school regularly. But then for reasons that aren't clear in my research, 18 months later the boys were placed back with their parents. Beck and Hawa really must have figured out how to play the system because they'd never stopped using drugs, at least for no significant period of time. 2022. Coatesville police had found Hunter walking around the neighbourhood in just his underwear alone. When police brought Hunter back home, Beck claimed he had just gone missing after running out of the house. Despite this, it didn't occur to her to call 911 or even go out looking for her son. The last time anyone outside of the family home could report seeing Hunter was Easter 2023 at his grandparents' home. Hunter told his grandmother that he didn't want to go home with his parents. He didn't want to go because Hawa kept hitting him in the head. That he hated both of his parents. His grandmother would later tell police he was looking not very well taken care of. Very slim and not wearing clothes suitable for the weather. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In the early morning hours of July 26, 2023, just after 2:30 a.m., the Coatesville Police Department responded to a 911 call. Hunter's father, Musa Hawa, was reporting he had found his 8-year-old son wedged between a recliner and the wall, that he was unresponsive and having seizures. First responders arrived at the home on the 500 block of East Lincoln Highway in Westchester. Hunter's mother, Holly Back, answered the door, and she told them that Hawa was performing CPR on their son. It was clear to paramedics that Hunter was in cardiac arrest. His lips were already turning blue. While paramedics took over CPR, it was a hectic scene. But what could not be ignored was a significant number of crystalline baggies that were littered all over the living room area. There was also a large shoebox on the floor with multiple medication bottles inside. Now, obviously, paramedics needed as much information as possible to be able to treat their patient. So they questioned Hawa and Back. Did Hunter take anything he maybe shouldn't have? Referring to the array of drugs and easy access to the children. At this, Hawa completely lost it. He began screaming at the paramedics to get out of his house. Remember, these are the same paramedics who were desperately fighting to save little Hunter's life. But Hawa seemed more concerned about getting law enforcement away from his drug stash than getting his son to the hospital. Hunter Hawa was taken to Chester County Hospital, where, unfortunately, only a few hours later, 8-year-old Hunter would be pronounced dead. Almost immediately after this, Back and Hawa started a GoFundMe, where they asked for the public to help them with donations so they could pay for Hunter's funeral, simply stating that Hunter had died suddenly and they had planned to cremate him. Ultimately, they managed to raise just under $900 of their $2,500 goal. After Hunter died, and due to what was witnessed in the home, investigators ordered a toxicology test to be performed, blood, hair and urine being tested to determine if there was any illegal substances present in the little boy's system. And the results were shocking. It was discovered in Hunter's blood and urine that he had ingested lethal amounts of cocaine and fentanyl, and his hair samples tested positive for fentanyl, meaning that Hunter had been exposed to the drug on a number of occasions before his death. Cause of death was determined to be due to fentanyl, morphine and cocaine intoxication. It would take a year of investigating the case before in June 2024, both Back and Hawa were charged with third-degree murder, manslaughter and other drug-related charges in connection with their son's death. Charges that carried with them up to 40 years in prison for the third-degree murder charge and 10 years on the manslaughter charge. The couple were each held on $1 million bond. At the time, Hawa was already behind bars on an unrelated drug charge. In March 2023, Hawa and four other men allegedly supplied fentanyl-laced heroin to a 32-year-old man who had then overdosed on the drug. Hawa was charged with drug delivering resulting in death, dealings in proceedings of unlawful activity, and possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance. When police searched the home, it wasn't only the baggies in the living area they found. Police found literally hundreds of used drug baggies throughout the home. Not sure why the couple kept the empty baggies. Then again, maybe it's something drug addicts do. Maybe the residue is there for desperate times, I don't know. But bizarrely, despite all the evidence saying otherwise, Back and Hawa were dedicated to the facade that they weren't drug addicts. Back and Hawa's phone were taken for forensic examination. Text messages would be found between the couple from the day before Hunter died, July 25th, 2023. And in these messages, they were openly discussing their drug use. When again interviewed, Hawa knew the act was up, and although he admitted to taking drugs in the house, he said that Hunter knew not to touch the drugs. And this was because he and Back referred to the drugs as Daddy's medicine. That Hunter knew he could get very sick if he touched the medicine, unless it was specifically given to him. Which, wait a second, why even add that bit in there? Because in what situation would you ever be giving cocaine and fentanyl and heroin to an 8-year-old child? That just blows my mind. Hawa then gave the authorities his version of events of what happened prior to finding Hunter unconscious and unresponsive. The same story Hawa and Back told police on the afternoon the little boy died. That Hunter had come home from school and everything seemed fine, except he was more tired than usual. He'd gone to his room and taken a nap until dinner had arrived. Hawa ordering Domino's pizza, and Hunter ate some cheesesteak pizza and garlic bread. Not long after that, Hunter fell asleep again, this time in the living room on the recliner. only a few hours later, at 2:30 a.m. Beck told police she had found Hunter slumped down in the chair, and this is when Hawa called 911. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The district attorney said about the case, quote, "Parents have a scarce responsibility to care for their child day after day. These defendants prioritised easy access to drugs over the health and safety of their child. It is inexcusable and it is murder." Unquote. I did look for when the trials were due to start, and it seems there is no date set at this time. It is incredibly frustrating when the news articles dry up and a child and what happens to them disappears from everyone's memory. From what I can gather, the murder trial for Hunter's death is on hold until the drug charges for Hawa's role in the fentanyl overdose has been finalised. And that has only just happened. Once Hawa and Back do have their day in court, and there is hopefully justice for Hunter, I will update you all in the Facebook group. Until that time, both Holly Back and Musa Hawa will remain behind bars awaiting trial. Hunter would later be described by those who knew and loved him as a very outgoing little boy. He was a little chatterbox and would talk to anyone who would listen. Hunter was always happy and constantly had a smile on his beautiful little face. His best friend was his dog, Coco. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook. Like the page so you don't miss an episode. And join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice. And subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. I also have a Patreon where for as little as $2 a month, not only would you be supporting my podcast, but you will also receive not only this podcast episode early and ad-free, but all of my podcasts. Love to Death, Mysteriously Listed, and Beyond Your Nightmares, as well as one Patreon-exclusive episode a month. If you are interested and able, I will have the link in the show notes. Today's episode was researched and written by CS. Additional writing, hosting, and production was by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.